So interesting, the Megillah tells us the fate of all of the players, which I mentioned. We know what happens with Mordechai and Esther, their victory, and Achashverosh, and Haman, and Vashti, who's killed. But there's one character in the Megillah who appears twice, and it's not clear from the Megillah itself, nor from Divrei Chazal, from the Mefarshim, as far as I was able to see, the fate of Zeresh. What happens to Zeresh? The pasuk tells us, "Bayomahu nasan amalach Achashverosh l'Esther Amalka es beis Haman sar ha'Yehudim." Then on that day, Achashverosh gave to Esther the Malka the house of Haman, the Tzar HaYehudim, the wicked one of the Jews, and Mordechai came with Nihamelech, Kigit Esther Mahula, and then the king took off his ring, which he removed from Haman, and he gave it to Mordechai, Vatosam Esther es Mordechai al-Beis Haman. And Mordechai was placed by Esther in charge of the estate of Haman. So we see what happens generally with Haman and the Beis Haman, but no mention of Zeresh. We need to try to understand as well the emphasis of the giving of the ring, the passing of the ring from the hand of Haman to the hand of Mordechai. And already the Gemara makes a very interesting, a very deep statement in the Gemara Megillah. G'doyla hasara satabas, that greater was the giving of the ring than the nevuah of 48 nevi'im and 7 nevi'os. Meaning to say that the giving of the ring, going back to the beginning of the Megillah, from Achashverosh to Haman, was poil, such a tshuva in Klal Yisrael, that even the warnings of 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os was not able to do. That threat of the ring of Achashverosh in the hands of Haman was greater than all the Nevu'os. That it spurred a tremendous tshuva in Klal Yisrael. That's the origins of this ring. It comes up against here. I'll try to explain that in Mirtz Hashem as we go further. A couple other questions, unrelated at the moment, but something to think about, is the obvious. When Chazal touch up that which the Megillah tells us, Mordechai and Esther instituted, the difference between the Arei Chaima, the walled cities, versus the Arei HaPrazon, the open cities, that they read on the 15th as opposed to the 14th, so Chazal are magdir, what was a walled city, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. The walls from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Why is that the Hagdara? And lastly, why is it that Mordechai is called Mordechai HaTzadik? Very few people in our history have such a toyar, such a shame. Of course, the Torah refers to Noach as Tzadik, but we don't really say Noach HaTzadik. The one who really is best known as Tzadik is Yosef HaTzadik, and there are connections, of course, between Mordechai and Yosef in many ways. But why is Mordechai Zeichet to that shame called Mordechai HaTzadik, according to Amhal Chemetz Hashem? So let's explore in the beginning what we know, at least in the Megillah, about Zeresh. We find two statements from Zeresh. The first one is when Haman comes, and Haman is very upset that this Mordechai, everybody bows down except for him. And he appears before his Ayhavim and Zeresh, and he asks their advice, what should be done? And Zeresh comes up with the Eitzah, Yasu ish gavrecha mishamama, and you should hang Mordechai on the Eitz. Apparently she really hates Mordechai to have such an Eitzah. Yet, the second time Zeresh appears, Haman is already on his way down. He comes home, he sees Zeresh, and she has the nerve to say, "Im mizera ha'yehudim Mordechai ha'shechi listen to Vafanov," that if this Mordechai is from Jewish blood, then you're going to fall and you're going to continue to fall. What type of a response is that? Just a few moments ago, she was the one who came up with the Eitzah to hang Mordechai, and now there's a by the way, there's a P.S. If Mordechai is Mizrahi Yehudim, so you're a goner. How do you speak to Haman like that? I thought you were in cahoots with him. All of a sudden he's on the losing team and you throw him out? This is her husband. But the pshat is, this is the beginning of the Mahalach in Mitzvah Hashem. Bringing down the Eitzah of the Eitz Kavecha Mishamam is much more than building a tree 50 yamas high. In the Sfar Makdoshim, it's the revelation of a very high place called the Sharnun of Bina. Sharnun of Bina, Bina is always associated with tshuva, with Lavavo Yovin Vishav. Bina and tshuva always go together. And this Sharnun Chamishim has a kayach to make a person do tshuva even against his will. Anybody who's no gear b'sharei chamishim, it makes a ma'apecha. It's able to turn things upside down. Rudu b'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim from the sharei chamishim. The chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Zohar says that the sharei chamishim thrusted them out of Mitzrayim. And of course, the Nesa Purim took place on Pesach. And here we have the appearance of this sharei chamishim again. But this time, who comes in contact with that sharei chamishim? It's Zeresh. Zeresh is the one who's able to pluck it down and to bring it into this world. And the klal is anybody who has any negiyah ba'alma to the Sharei Chamishim Shel Bina, that mahapecha takes place. That even the hardest of hearts, the heart of Zeresh, we know from the Ari that she was even worse than Haman. That's the way it works in the Klipa, that the Nekeva is worse than the Zachar. Because she had a negiyah with the Sharei Chamishim, this began the mahapecha, the venahapechu, of the heart of Zeresh b'tshuva. That explains the next maimer. The first maimer, she brings down the Sharei Chamishim. The second maimer, she's favoring Mordechai over Haman. Now, to better understand this, let's explain the following. Mordechai and Esther have a kesher pnimi to Avraham and Sarah. We find Avraham sprinkled throughout the Midrashim and Chazal over the course of the Nes of Purim. But in particular, the Midrash says, Miyitin tar mitam elo echad. Referring to the Paraduma. Who has the kayach, if not you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to turn a tummy into a tohar? The Medrash says, like we find by Avram, that he came from a Rasha Terach and he became Avram Avinu. Like we find by Mordechai, and a few other examples, but what's relevant to us, like we find by Mordechai that he came from Shimi, as it says, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, who was Shimi the one who cursed David HaMelech? He was a Rasha, yet Mordechai comes from Shimi. Who can make a tummy and turn it into a tohar, if not for you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu? There's that kesher between Mordechai and Avraham Avinu. And there's a connection as well between Sarah and Esther. Gemara Megillah tells us that there were seven Nevios, as we mentioned in the Chazal previously, the first being Sarah, the last of them being Esther. And there's a very famous Medrash at the beginning of the Megillah that Rabbi Kiva saw when he came to teach them about the Megillah, that the Talmidim were falling asleep, and he wanted to give them a remez to wake them up. So he said, how is it that Esther was able to be Moedich over 127 Medinas? It's because of the 127 years of Sarah's life. So we see the Esther-Sarah correlation. Now, without getting further into that kesher, let's just move into how it relates to us. We find that Sarah was taken by Paro. And after Sarah is freed, she goes back to Mavinu. Paro gives gifts to Avram and Sarah. And that gift is Hagar. So Hagar is Bas Paro. We don't expect much from Hagar. But eventually, Hagar becomes Keturah, and she becomes a tzaddikus as the wife of Avram Avinu. So Avraham, who's miyitin tar mitami, who he himself comes from Terach, has the kayach to take a Hagar, who's a bas parai, and to turn her into the tzedekes keturah. And it would seem the same thing happened with Mordechai Tzadik. In the same way that Avraham was married to Sarah, and then Sarah went ahead, and she gave Hagar as a wife to Avraham Avinu, it would seem fair to say, and we'll see from the Pesukim of Hashem as well, that Mordechai was married to Esther, like Avram to Sarah. And then there was this Shifcha. Haman was killed. And then there's this Zeresh. Zeresh falls to Sarah. But then Zeresh is given from Sarah to Avram. And that's going back to the Pesukim, what is being said to Mordechai. That Zeresh is given from Esther to Mordechai. Going back to our Pesukim, let's read it in. Vayomahu nasa l'melech ha-shiris l'esemaka es beis Haman. What is Beis Haman? The estate of Haman? So I saw in a safe, I don't remember where, I think it's called Megillas Eliyahu, that he says that Beis Haman is a reference to Zeresh. And I think that he's right. Because Beis Haman is Gematria Zeresh. And we know that Bayis refers to an Isha. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, Me'arlam lo karis elishti ishti elabesi, that a woman is called a Bayis, she's the Akeras of Bayis. And refract in the Megillah, we find that a wife is called Bayis, because the relationship between Mordechai and Esther, the Gemara Darshan, it's articula bas ala la Bayis. So Esther is called Bayis, meaning the wife of Mordechai. So when we say Beis Haman, that would refer to the wife of Haman. And the Pasuk therefore saying that Beis Haman, Gematria Zeresh, this is Zeresh, was given to Esther. But what does it say? Vayosam alachas tabatai. He took the ring of Haman and he gave it to Mordechai. Vatasam Esther is Mordechai al Beis Haman. Mordechai was placed on the Beis Haman. This is similar to Avraham and Sarah and Hagar. That originally Hagar was a Shivcha, but Sarah gave Hagar as a wife to Avraham. And here we see that Esther is giving Zeresh, the Beis Haman, as a wife to Mordechai. And perhaps that's what this tabas is referring to. The tabas of Haman means the tabas which he was Mekadesh, if you could say such a thing. It means the wedding ring that Haman gave to Zeresh was now given to Mordechai. And with that wedding ring, he himself was Mekadesh Zeresh. And he took her as a wife. Now why would Mordechai do such a thing? Teretz is because he saw in Zeresh the turnaround. Then in the beginning, Zeresh was up in arms against Mordechai, build the Gaal of Chamishim Amma, but that Chamishim Amma was Makar for B'tshuva. That was the beginning of her Mahapecha, that her Tshuva. Ad kedei kach, that she favors Mordechai over her own husband. But when she says those words, that's the siman that she's turned to the heart of Mordechai, that she belongs to Mordechai. And so then Mordechai, therefore, takes the ring, which Haman was Mekadesh Zeresh, and he's Mekadesh Zeresh with that ring. And this is super important. Because looking at the times of what's going on in the Megillah, after 70 years, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Party after party is being thrown to celebrate that there would be no more Beis HaMikdash. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake his people, and that's what Mordechai was preaching the entire time. And to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't favor and has not chosen a nation other than Klal Yisrael, that Hashem has never given up hope, Mordechai takes the ring of Haman, which is the equivalent of what it may seem like Hashem is favoring other nations, and he gives that to Zeresh as if to say, even though Zeresh was the biggest Risha, nevertheless, with Tshuva, I accepted her. This was a tremendous chizah for Klal Yisrael to know that even if they were as wicked as Zeresh and gone astray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would still take them back. That ring which he gave to the Umas HaOlam, which he gave to the Hamans, is now being given back to Klal Yisrael, and he's taking them back with Tshuva. G'doy l'tshuva shedecha l'esasei shebetera. And this is a tremendous chizah for Klal Yisrael. Perhaps this is included what Chazal say in the Megillah. G'doy l'hasar satabas yoyser mimemches neviyam v'zayin neviyos, meaning that the removing of the ring, not the original removing of the ring of Achashverosh that he gave it to Haman, but the removal of the ring from Haman to Mordechai did more to display tshuva to Klal Yisrael, because from the fact that Mordechai accepted Zeresh b'tshuva was greater than any Navi. Mordechai himself was a Navi. But it was greater than any Nebuah which was given, which spoke about Tshuva, that Mordechai demonstrated that Tshuva by taking Zeresh as his wife. And that's perhaps why it's called Mordechai Tzadik, because the Ari explains in Pirei Tzchaim that we know that there are Chamisha Gevuros, the five very strong letters of Din, which are the five Enda letters, Mem, Nun, Chav, Pei, Tzadi, Sofes. The Ari explains that Haman had an Achiz on the Mem and the Nun. The Chachmei Haman had an achiza on the pay and the chaf, but Zeresh has the achiza on the tzadi. So Mordechai is called Mordechai HaTzadik because he has a kesher to that tzadi, which is where Zeresh is, that os tzadi. So Mordechai HaTzadik means that he took her because that's his chelik, the os tzadi. That's what we mean also when we say Eishas Mavchidi. Arur Zeresh Eishas Mavchidi. Why is Eishas Mavchidi? We don't find the word pachad by Haman anywhere in the Megillah. Of course, he created a big pachad, a big stir, but we don't find the word pachad by him. Where do we find the word pachad? By Mordechai. Ki nafal pachad Mordechai aleihem. And in fact, the Medrash goes on to say, pachad Mordechai v'lei pachad Achashverosh. It's called pachad Mordechai. So therefore, Eishes Mavchid, you want to be specific, can refer to Mavchid. Who's the real Mavchid? That's Mordechai, because he was Mavchid the Amalekim. And of course, we know that the Ari explains that through the drinking of Adelo Yada, you're supposed to say not just Baruch Mordechai, but Baruch Haman. But the same could be true about Zeresh. Not just Arur Zeresh, but Baruch Zeresh. That this Baruch of Mordechai was Chalom Baruch Zeresh. And he takes her as his wife, which is a tremendous chizik for Klal Yisrael, and ein v'nahapachu gedola mizeh. But it's a very big tzchik as well. Because if you take a look at the plot in the Megillah, Haman wanted to kill Achashverosh. He wanted to be king. And he set up Bigzal Mesech Chazal say to do so. Because he already successfully killed Vashti, which is great because she was royal blood. And now you didn't require royal blood to be in there. And he would qualify. So he was able to take out Vashti. And then he wanted to kill Achashverosh. And then to sneak his way in and to become the Melech. But who was protecting the king? That was Mordechai. That's why he hated Mordechai, because Mordechai was the Shomer of the king. It was because of him that Haman's plan to become the king by killing Achashverosh was foiled. But who was the one who took away Esther from Mordechai? That was Haman. Because Haman gave the Eitzah to bring Esther into the palace. To mean successfully he was able to remove Esther as being the wife of Mordechai and to give her to Achashverosh. But look at the Venahapachu, look at the Schaik. Then in the same way that Haman took away, through his plot, Esther from Mordechai, and to make Esther, the wife of Achashverosh, the biggest tzaddikus with the biggest rasha, so too in the Vena Hapachu, look what happened to Haman. That the biggest tzaddik, which is Mordechai, ended up marrying his wife, which is the biggest rasha on the planet as well. So it's mamish corresponds zelu umadze. And with this we can explain why it is that we, going back to our original questions, and we'll just enumerate them, we said, what happened to Zeresh? Now we're finding out. It's alluded to in the Pasuk with the giving of the Tabas, and the base Haman was given to Mordechai. We explained Mordechai had Tzadik, the Hasaras HaTabas, and the Mukafas HaRechayma. Why did they go back to Yeshua? Because if you take a look at Yeshua, when spies are sent in to conquer it, so it says that Pinchas, the two spies, which are Pinchas and Kalev, they make their way into what? The house of Rachav. And Rachav was a big Zayna, but yet Chazal tell us in Margum Megillah that Rachav was married to Yeshua. How could such a thing be? Teres is because they saw the signs of it. Because when they came to the house of Rachav, Rachav was the one who said, I already see that we're falling into your hands. Yadati ki nasan Hashem lachem asaretz v'chi nafla imascha aleinu. Which is the equivalent of Zeresh saying that I see nafal tipol levanav. And she concedes and she says, the biggest Risha, she says, I see that we've fallen into the hands of Yeshua. But because she had that his karvis to Yeshua, they thought, this is the wife of Yeshua. And the same way that Zeresh, when she said, you're falling in the hands of Mordechai, this is the wife of Mordechai too. To be mighty, this neshama, the his karvis l'kedusha, which is the whole sugya of Isha Sifas Torah, which is not really for now. This is the inyan of Mordechai and Zeresh, similar to Yeshua and Rachav. And we know that Rachav lived where? In the chaymas of Yerushalayim. So hence, when we talk about being magdir, the chaymas of Mordechai and Esther, the hagdara is the chaym of Yeshua, because that was the place of Rachav. And that's Rachav's Zeresh correlation. And with this, we could perhaps explain as well why it is that Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. How could such a thing be? The children of Haman, that was their end, is that they learned Torah in Bnei Brak? Eich Kitachin Adavar. But if you say that Zeresh became married to Mordechai, that he took her as an Isha, so who's raising these children? Mordechai. And Zeresh. There was a Vena Hapachu which took place in the heart of Zeresh. In that bias, yes, from that bias, who were the children of Haman being raised by Mordechai, Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak.
All right, let's go.